This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the United States scales back its military presence across the Middle East to focus on great power competition with China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. That's according to the U.S. commander for the region on Sunday. While traveling through the Middle East over the past week, Marine General Frank McKenzie, who heads the U.S. Central Command, fielded a persistent question from the military and political leaders he met, and that is the U.S. still committed to their country and the region, and what more support can they get? Israeli police escorted more than 250 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks had ignited protests and violence that helped trigger war in Gaza. Those overseeing the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound said that the police cleared young Palestinians out of the site and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. It says six Palestinians were arrested, with four later released. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction and said they arrested five people who violated the public order. It said the site was open for regular visits. A ceasefire halted the 11-day Gaza war early Friday. The UN said hundreds of homes in Gaza were completely destroyed. India's COVID-19 tally rose to more than 26,530,000, with more than 240,000 new cases registered within a 24-hour period, according to the Federal Ministry of Health and Family Welfare Sunday. In a bid to curb the COVID-19 cases graph, most of the states in the country have imposed night curfews and partial or complete lockdowns.